The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, apparently 1 in 20 people have walked out on a meal at a restaurant without paying. Well, certainly in the UK, because a survey carried out there published this week. Dining and dashing, or diners and dashers, I guess, as they are called. Well, Sarah is a waitress and joins me on the line. Apparently she knows all about this. Sarah, how common is it?
Unfortunately, it's actually pretty common.
And can you tell in advance? Do you know when somebody's a possible dine and dasher?
You can never tell, really, until it happens. Like.
And tell me this. How is it dealt with then, where you work?
Where I work, it's usually kind of investigated at first to see maybe was it an accident, like did someone just innocently walk out and just completely forget, or did someone intentionally do it? There's kind of like ways you can just kind of see how it happened. Like.
I guess if everyone frantically sprints out of the restaurant, it's a sure sign that it's intentional. What about the kind of the halfway house, people who maybe put down some cash on the table and it looks like they've paid the bill and then when you count it out, it's short?
Yeah, usually with that, we just kind of make like it's like an innocent mistake. Like, and unfortunately, then when that happens, we know that they're probably not going to come back and, you know, fix the mistake. So we end up having to pay the rest of the bill.
Sorry, who has to pay the rest of the bill?
The people on the floor, usually the people that take the orders.
The wait staff have to pay the bill for the people who dine and dash.
Yeah. Most customers don't realise that because they probably think it was the company has to pay for it or the company just takes it off. But no, it's usually the wait staff that take your order have to pay for it.
And how is that managed? Is it like, do you have to pay there on the spot? Is it taken out of your wages? How do they do that?
In the place where I work, it's either we have a choice. We can either get it taken out of our wages when we get our pay slip, or we can pay it on the spot. It's usually up to us.
God, so I didn't know about this, Sarah. Is that common in the industry?
Where I work, yes. Where I work, yes, unfortunately.
It seems a bit unfair, doesn't it? I mean, you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, if I don't mind paying for a meal if I had it, like, but if it's something I'm not going to eat, like...
Is the idea what, that people might find out about this and they'll feel guilty about dining and dashing, or kind of what's the rationale for it?
I don't know, honestly. I generally don't know. I don't know why people do it, like, and I don't know, like, I know from where I work, it's like, you know, the business has to get paid no matter what. So that's how they look at it, like.
And I don't know kind of where you work, but I mean... Are there outdoor tables or tables at the front, maybe on the street, that lend themselves more to dining and dashing?
Yeah, at this time of year, there definitely is tables and chairs out the front, as we call them. But yeah, and that's more usually common because people don't think because they're out the front and they go, oh, you know, let's just pop away, and then they pop away and then no.
There. And would you sometimes, because of maybe who the group is or where they're sitting, would you say,
oh, we now ask them to pay in advance, because during when it was just the outside doors and outside dining for COVID-related stuff, we had loads of people just forgetting. So we end up having to ask them to pay straight away before they get anything. And most of them, honestly, generally most of them are fine with it because they understand.
Oh, really? They just say, oh, yeah, that's fine, no problem.
Yeah, we do get a few people that are, you know, a little bit kind of like... have a bit of a problem with it, but usually at that stage I just tell them the reasons why they do it, because it's just better to be honest with them and tell them why than them thinking it was because of the way they look or whatever.
Okay. And have you ever had like a massive table of people dine and dash or a bit dine and dash on a big bill whereby you had to kind of say to the person you're working for, listen, I'm just not paying for that. I can't pay for that.
Yeah, there's like, it varies between people. Like sometimes you can get a table that, you know, buys a scone or coffee and they forget to pay anything like €5, which isn't too bad. But I had an incident where I had four people and their bill went up to like nearly €200, and then they literally ran out the door. Like, so I was getting nervous because I thought I had to pay like €200. But luckily, since they deliberately left, like they planned it out, they waited until I walked around the corner to run. That we called the guards and then they got it sorted, so luckily.
Okay.
So I had to pay like €70, €50 before it.
And maybe people listening to this who work in the service industry are going to roll their eyes and think, Kieran's very naive. I didn't realise this was a thing, wait staff getting asked to foot the bill. I think it's absolutely wrong, I have to say. Have you ever kind of approached management and said so? Listen, this is unfair.
We have multiple times, and especially with people who have, you know, had to unfortunately deal with it, and they try to tell them, but basically all they tell us is, listen, we have a policy and this is how it's done, and you know, you have to, business has to be paid somehow, and they don't care how it's done.
I think it kind of beggars belief. Do you often, Sarah, have people who come back an hour or 2 hours later, or even a day later, and say, I realised they didn't pay yesterday, sorry?
Oh, luckily we have, and they're usually very apologetic, which is really nice. And to be fair, if we have paid for that table and they come back and pay, realising their mistake, we are giving back the money that we paid for.
Yeah,
so luckily, that's a good thing.
I still think it's wrong, Sarah, anyway, for what it's worth. Listen, thanks a million for speaking to us.
It's no problem.
Adrian Cummins is with me. He's the CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, does this happen in the industry?
I find it, I haven't heard it, and I'm 15 years in, chief executive of the association, and I haven't had a phone call from any member or staff member to say that this is happening. That doesn't say that it hasn't happened or doesn't happen. Like, we saw these cases in the UK where a couple deliberately dined and dashed, is the new phrase that was derived in the UK. And they were prosecuted and they were jailed because they did it over, I think it was over 20 or 30 different occasions, and racked up a substantial amount of debt. And it is stealing at the end of the day. You look for a service, you provide with goods and service, and then you leave without paying. And that's stealing. And I think anytime it does happen, the first thing, you should call the guards. Obviously, every business now has CCTV, and it's easy to track down the people when they come in through CCTV. So I think, I know staff members should be paying it out of their wages. I want to be very clear on that. That's wrong. And if a staff member has paid it, I think the business should pay it back to them.
And I mean, if the business refuses, she doesn't seem to get much kind of reciprocation when she's raised this. I mean, are there kind of higher levels that she could bring it to, or somebody else?
I'm sure she can bring it to the Employment Rights Authority, which is the WRC, to investigate the case and bring it to a conclusion in terms of, is she right or is she wrong? So that's the advice I would give to any staff member or to any business. But it is wrong for any customer to leave the premises without paying. It's like as if you went into a filling station, filled up your car with 100 euros worth of petrol and left.
Yeah.
What would happen then? The guards would track you down.
They would, because I've done it. I've driven out accidentally.
Yeah, and I did it myself accidentally as well. And the guards tracked me down, and I was surprised. I was shocked. I was like, Jesus, why didn't... You know, you might have something going on that day and you just left. Or you might have a row with somebody at the table and just leave, frustrated. Yeah. So these things may happen, and they might be accidental.
Somebody here says, I worked for a company that had a few bars and restaurants, the same situation. The owners could not take it out of wages because this was illegal, but the bill was often paid out of staff tips, the communal tips. Now, we've got legislation now around tipping that's kind of made that much more kind of above board and regulated. So,
yeah, absolutely, Kieran. The tips legislation is very clear here. It goes to the staff. 100%.
So maybe that was the situation in the past that person is describing. I don't know if it's the situation today. If it is the situation today, it too would be illegal.
Yeah.
This is obviously a problem for Sarah and for some others, it has to be said, texting in. But as you say, you don't think it's kind of rampant.
I'm quite surprised that Sarah didn't go to the guards herself.
Yeah.
By just listening to her, I'm sorry this has happened to her. But it seems it happened to her a lot.
Yeah.
And why didn't she go to the guards and make a complaint?
The dining and dashing thing, it does seem to be more of a phenomenon maybe in the UK, and there's a greater kind of proportion of people there who are subsisting on food banks and handouts and that type of thing. We haven't quite seen the phenomenon here. Now, it's increased, but not to the levels they have. So have we seen a dine and dash thing increase? No, it's still an oddity that happens now and then.
It may happen the odd time. And if it is, we've got 6,000 eateries in this country. If it's 1 in 6,000, that's probably the max of it.
So when you mentioned a number of eateries, I mean, just ask you just more broadly while you hear about the industry, because we had kind of figures this week, or was it early this week or late last week, about kind of insolvencies in the country. And I think retail and hospitality kind of quite close to the top of the charts. How would you describe the kind of the business environment at the moment?
It's on the floor. And to be fair, the business sentiment is on the floor and people are finding it very, very tough in the business community to make ends, you know, make the business viable. At the moment, it's not a viable functioning business in terms, and I wouldn't advise anybody to go into it and set up a restaurant because, you know, between the cost of, you know, your food costs, your labour costs, your taxation. And the one thing is the government don't understand is that 9% VAT rate was so critical to us. And that increase last September has just taken all of the, viability out of the industry. And I think, you know, they need to relook at that now in the budget. And we're putting in a big campaign around that. So,
and beyond that VAT rate increasing, I mean, all those added costs, I mean, there was always input costs. There was always kind of labour costs and food costs and rent and everything else. Yeah. But so what's happened the last couple of years?
So labour costs have gone up, you know, and you know, our staff is the most important part of our industry. If we don't have good quality staff and people in our industry, you know, we don't have an industry. So that increase in the minimum wage of 12.5% in January 1 last year, that created a wage inflation. So everybody within the industry looked for a pay rise because rent in this country is so high, accommodation is so scarce. And that's, you know, all comes down to accommodation. If we don't have housing, the whole economy doesn't function as normal as it should.
Yeah.
So, and we are one of those industries that are labour intensive. We need our staff.
And do you think the government kind of implicitly acknowledged those difficulties when Simon Harris kind of took over as Taoiseach? And one of the first things he talked about was, you know, the increased cost of doing business and the need to maybe roll back on some of the stuff that was in the pipeline.
Yes. And, you know, we're going to hold the government to account on this because his first statement was, we will support small business. And I'm telling you, you know, he needs to walk the walk now. He needs to deliver for small business. And in terms of all of those increased costs, there needs to be a pause on them and they need to, you know, go back to that 9% is what I said. But also his own party at their Ardesh, when he was elected leader, voted for the retention of the 9% VAT rate. So we'll hold the Fine Gael party to that as well. So, you know, you can say a lot of things, but you need to deliver at the end of the day.
Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Adrian, thanks a million for popping into studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.